What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums?
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
We continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. The Seattle Seahawks are sitting at top of the NFC West through the first 7 weeks of the season with the record of 4-3. They have back-to-back wins against the Cardinals and Chargers. And this weekend at home, they do host the New York Football Giants, who are off to a red-hot start at 6-1. Let's go out to the guest line right now and welcome in a defensive end for the Seattle Seahawks in Shelby Harris, kind enough to connect with us on the Zach Gelb Show. Shelby, appreciate the time. How you been?
I've been doing real good. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Your defense really performed in the last 2 weeks. What did you guys show up against not only the Cardinals but also the Chargers with the effort that you guys gave against two good offenses?
Man, pretty much it's just, what we showed the first couple of weeks really was is not who we are in total. You know, we pretty much, we're a bunch of, like, to fly around, tries to cause havoc, make turnovers and just try to make plays. And, what you've seen the last couple of weeks is really trying to cut down on the big play, and which I feel like we've done a really good job of.
What do you think this defense can be now since you guys are comfortable and in a groove 7 weeks into the season?
Man, you're just going to keep seeing a steady progression of us getting better and better and better. You know, it's just obviously it's a new scheme, and we're all working through it together. You know, it's a bunch of players on this defense have never played together. So, you know, we're also in the middle of still learning each other too. So, you know, it's a process to this. But then also that's why you're starting to see the improvements, you know, slowly but surely.
For you personally, and you're a veteran, you've been around a long time, you know the business of this game. What has this transition been like for you individually after being in Denver for all those years and now having a new environment in Seattle?
It's been really easy for me. Really, like, for me and my family, it's been real cool. It's been easy, you know, just, you know, when you have a veteran coaching staff, you know, you have a guy like Pete and you have people that have been around. And you know, even in my position group, you know, we have a couple of veteran guys. It's just, it makes it easier for the transition because, you know, everybody's been there and it's all about, you know, how are we going to just assimilate you and make this as easy as possible for you to fit in. And this place is great. You know, it just has been, you know, they really let you be yourself and they accept you for who you are. And so, you know, that's always what you've always heard about Seattle, you know, coming into it, and it's definitely lived up to it.
I know there's always motivation in the NFL, but everyone was counting out the Seahawks before the start of the season with all the moves that happened in the offseason. It seems like this team is extra motivated. Do you sense that in that locker room, this a little bit extra personal this year?
Man, well, you have to make it because at the end of the day, like you said, before the season started, everyone pretty much was trying to say that we'd be garbage, that we wouldn't stand a chance against anybody in this league. We're finished dead last in the division. You know, so it's that's a shot at everybody on this roster. They're obviously saying that nobody's good enough, you know, and that we obviously need to make big drastic changes in order to be successful. And so everybody should take that personal and go out there every week and, you know, do our best to show everybody that they're wrong. You know, this is nobody. We're competitors at the end of the day. This is why we're here. We're all here trying to be the best. And so you take shots at us like that. Of course, you got to. You know, your pride has to come in at some point. We got to go out there and fight. And you see the whole team, you know, it's just, it's crazy the amount of hate that we got before the season. And now everyone's kind of starting to realize, you know, what somebody be dealt with.
When did you realize, being a new guy walking into that locker room, that this team could be better than what the national perception was of your squad?
Man, I'm talking about camp, just from us, you know, working together, and just from, you know, just for me, like, because obviously for me, I haven't really played with a lot of people on this defense. And so for me, what I really realized is just during camp, you know, when you're watching, you know, individual guys and you watch it as a collective, you know, you see the moments where the defense and, you know, everyone can be great. And it's just a more of a, you know, being more acquainted with each other.
So this isn't surprising to you, this team being at 4-3 sitting on top of the NFC West?
I'll tell you this. You don't make it in this league doubting yourself or your team. You know what I mean? You won't make it very far in this league. You know, at the end of the day, I go into every game, I go into every season expecting to win every game until we lose one. And I feel like that's the mindset you have to have as a pro or you won't make it in this league.
So with that being said, how good do you think this team could be this year, Shelby Harris?
We're 4-3 right now. We got 10 games left, so that means 14-3. You know, until you prove me wrong, I'm assuming we win every game.
I love the way that you guys set the tone, Shelby Harris, when the season started, because once again, no one was giving you a shot against Denver, and that really felt like that was a tone setter for you guys in game number one with the performance you had.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, it's another example of, you know, everyone counting us out before they even saw what we could bring on the field. You know, I mean, nobody even saw this group really play, and they were always like, oh, they're going to lose, they're going to lose, and that's the thing. We get paid, too. Everyone gets paid, too. You cannot ever downplay your opponent or anybody, because no matter if you feel like they're not as talented or not, because at the end of the day, it's the National Football League. Everybody gets paid. You know, they got here for a reason, and so you got to respect your opponent. And the minute you don't respect your opponent, the minute you start getting beat in this league.
I know you know a lot of people in that Broncos locker room, but since they traded you in that Russell Wilson deal, do you take a little extra satisfaction knowing that that team's struggling right now?
Man, honestly, at the end of the day, nothing the Broncos do really matters to me. You know, I'm a Seattle Seahawk, you know, and at the end of the day, it's not like we're in the same division, not even the same conference. And so for me, it really doesn't matter, because as long as I'm here, you know, I hope they lose so that draft pick keeps getting better and better and better.
I love that. Shelby Harris here with us. What has Geno Smith showed you? What does he prove this year?
Man, you know, Geno really just proven what he's always done. It's just the fact that he just always has needed a chance. You know what I mean? Like, when you're always brought in as a veteran backup and, you know, you're just expected to go out there and give me, you know, a couple plays here, maybe a game here, a game there, it's going to really be hard to see much. But when you see, when you give him the keys to the kingdom and kind of just let him play his game, this is who he is. And so you're seeing a confident Geno. You're seeing somebody out there that's, you know he's one of the better quarterbacks in this league and he can go out there and make plays.
You know what it's like to be a rookie in that transition. There's a lot of high expectations for Kenneth Walker. He's been really unbelievable the last 3 weeks, Shelby Harris.
Man, he's been special. Just the way he's, you know, as you know, kind of assimilated to the NFL game and kind of just how he took off, you know, after Penny got hurt. It's just, you know, obviously nobody likes to see injuries. It's a part of the game. But, you know, for a rookie running back to come in and not miss a beat, you know, that's very rare. And, you know, his game is difficult for anybody to learn, especially, you know, rookies. But, you know, not just him, but our whole rookie class for everything that they've been doing has been truly special.
Shelby Harris here with us for a few more minutes on the Zach Gelb Show from the Seahawks. They're 4-3. They have the Giants this weekend. The Giants are 6-1 going to Seattle. How do you guys try to slow down Saquon Barkley? Because he's on the path to being the comeback player of the year in the NFL this season.
Man, we got to get him stopped before he even gets started. You know what I mean? And that's the thing about Saquon. Like, once he gets a full head of steam and he starts jump cutting and going crazy, it's already hard to stop him. So, you know, the whole thing, you just got to stop him before he even gets started and, you know, get penetration and try to get him down early.
What's your view on Daniel Jones, their quarterback, who's also having a redemption season?
You know, he's having a good season. Kind of reminds me of the Jared Goff season with the Rams when I was 18 and 19. But he's being decisive. He's making his reads. He's using his legs to extend plays and to, you know, extend drives. And, you know, they're doing it all. You know, running the ball. You know, they're throwing the ball when they need to. But like, they're a team that, you know, everything's set up off the run. And so, you know, we just got to go out there and try to stop the run.
I know that it's now the norm to have a dual threat quarterback. He put up over 100 rushing yards last week. How do you prepare for that dual threat ability, like you were talking about?
You know, luckily, you know, for us, we've played, you know, mobile quarterbacks. You know, we've played Russ, you know, we've played Kyler, we've had Justin Herbert. So, you know, we just have to rush smart, you know what I mean? And then, like, on the plays where he gets out on quarterback scrambles, we got to rush together as a team and work together and keep him in the pocket. And then on those designed quarterback runs, we got to rally to the ball and lay hits on them and so that they get out of that quarterback run stuff.
This Seahawks team, Shelby Harris, it feels like it's a lot of fun and a great environment to be a part of. You've been in this league since 2014. Is this the most fun that you've had in the NFL so far?
Yeah, it's just, you know, this Seahawks team is different, man. But I feel like it goes with the city. You know, it's just like, for me, you know, the Sundays, like, in Seattle has been the loudest I've ever heard. You know what I mean? Just like that, like the fans, everyone's just so optimistic and they're really feeling it. And then it's the same thing with the team, though. You know, just the energy throughout the team and like, you know, just throughout the hallways, it's contagious, man. Like, it's truly contagious. And that's the thing. Once you get that confidence ball rolling, it'll just, who knows where it'll take you.
Well, it's been a heck of a story this year. You guys are having a great season. Appreciate the time and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you.
Throughout the 60s and 70s.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.